Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right, so I'm excited again to be back teaching the Word of God. So we are laboring under our main theme, which is healing is your portion. Healing is your portion. And under this theme, we have five different subtopics. The first one, I've looked at it, By His Stripes. I've titled it By His Stripes. We are working on the second subtopic now, which I've titled Sickness is Not Your Burden to Carry. Sickness is not your burden to carry. Right? So these teachings are to help somebody out there, right, who's been looking for solution to their condition, right? You've not been feeling well. You've got a sickness that has been troubling you for years. You've gone to different places. You've gone to different doctors, and you don't seem to have found a solution, right? I'm here to tell you that your solution is here. I'm that confident. I am that confident because the Word of God works. The Word of God works. Hallelujah. So now, we are looking at this topic, subtopic. Sickness is not your burden to carry. Sickness is not your burden to carry. Indeed, sickness is not your burden to carry. If you are carrying it right now, refuse. Right? Tell yourself that you are refusing to carry that burden because it's not meant for you. You are not supposed to be carrying that burden. It's not yours to carry. Right? Have you ever felt, you know, I don't know if you relate with this, but have you ever felt or have you ever had a feeling of you are carrying something, a burden? Well, it could be a physical burden, or it could be a burden of some sort, right? Whether emotionally or spiritually, or however you might want to put it. But you are carrying a burden. You've been carrying a burden for quite a while, or you've been carrying a load for quite a while, for quite some time, only to find later that actually you're not supposed to be the one carrying this burden. You're not supposed to be the one carrying this load, right? This was actually supposed to be carried out by somebody else, right? Maybe to even bring it closer to home, right? Have you ever been given a task? Right, a very difficult task to do. Right, and they say, can you make sure that you complete this task, and you go through trouble trying to make sure that you accomplish the task, right? Only to find after maybe you towards the end, and you're told that no, this task is not supposed to be done by you. Right, the feeling of regret, the feeling of like you feel like you've wasted your time, you know, that feeling. I suppose that's what you're supposed to be feeling. If ever you've gone through that, or if ever you've gone through that experience. Why? Because you are carrying a burden that's not meant for you. You are carrying a burden that's not yours, and the worst part is that you didn't know about it. You did not know about it. So I'm here to conscientize. I'm here to make you aware that if you are sick today, you are carrying a burden that is not meant to be yours. So what do? You offload it. And how do you offload that burden? You offload it by confessing the Word of God. You offload it by confessing the Word of God upon your body, the Word of God upon your life. And that's how you are able to offload that burden. I do not care how dire the situation is. I do not care how devastating the sickness could have been. But it is time for you to offload that burden, because it's not meant for you to carry. I do not care at what stage your cancer is at. I do not care even if they say this sickness or disease is incurable. I do not care. What I care about is the fact that you are carrying a burden that's not meant to be yours. And my job here is just to tell you to offload that burden. It's not yours. It's not yours. So offload it. Whether it's curable, whether it's incurable, just offload the burden. Offload the burden of sickness. It's not meant for you. Don't try to fix. Don't try to find, you know, ways of carrying it somehow. I'm trying to find ways. I'm trying to look for some medication that can help me stay with this disease. No. It's not yours to carry. That burden is not yours to carry. I'm here to concentrate, and I'm going to give you a scripture that, you know, testifies what I'm talking about here. So we are going to open Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick." He healed all. This is Jesus. This is what Jesus was doing. Jesus came, and in his ministry, at a point in time in his ministry, we are told here in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 8, that when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Look at verse 17. It says, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet." This is prophet Isaiah, right? "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So why was Jesus casting out devils with his word? Why did Jesus heal all that were sick in his ministry? So that it could be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Right. So all the infirmities is referring to all our weaknesses. Right. Jesus took them away from us, and we are told here that he bare our sicknesses. Bearing your sickness means, it means the load of sickness that you were carrying, right? The load of sickness that was upon you by virtue of the sin that was committed in the Garden of Eden. The burden of sin that you were carrying, and the burden of sickness that came with it. The Bible is telling us here that Jesus came to take that burden away from you. He came and he took that burden away from you. That's what the word here, bear our sicknesses, mean. The sickness that you are bearing now, Jesus came to bear that sickness on your behalf. He came and he came with one purpose, and that purpose was to say, "I am dying. I'm going to die for these people so that they don't have to die as a result of the sin. I'm coming again so that I can also take away their sicknesses." Last time we were reading from 1 Peter 2:24 towards the end, which says, "By whose stripes we were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed." So it's telling us about the fact that somebody came to take away the burden that was on you, the burden that you were carrying. And now, if Jesus came to execute this job, to take away my sickness and to take away my sins, definitely I should be convicted to know or to believe that I'm not supposed to be carrying that same burden. If he came, because it's not like he's still coming. Jesus came more than 2,000 years ago. He came
And when he came, he executed his purpose. And his purpose was to take my infirmities and to bear my sicknesses and to die for me on the cross. And that he did. So if he did that more than 2,000 years ago, the question you should be asking yourself now is, why are you still sick? Why are you still carrying the burden of sin? Right? Why? You see, when a person is not born again, it's not that they are going to have to wait for Jesus to come and be nailed on the cross again. No, it doesn't happen like that. He has already died for your sins. Right. You see, this happened more than 2,000 years ago before you were even born. So this happened so that when you come, the gift of righteousness, which came through the death of Jesus, right? The gift of righteousness is already at hand. It's ready for you to receive it. So you don't have to wait for anything to happen. You don't have to wait for anything at all to happen. You just need to receive the gift that has already been given to you more than 2,000 years ago. And the same gift encapsulates healing. The same gift has got healing. We call it the gift of salvation, right? It encapsulates healing. It encapsulates the forgiveness of your sins. It encapsulates, you know, everything that has to do with your life. That's why when we talk of salvation, a lot of people, they want to, you know, divide it into different parts. You know, others, they talk about prosperity. Others, they talk about healing. Others, they talk about forgiveness of sins. Let me tell you something. The gift of salvation encapsulates everything. It contains everything pertaining to your life. So you don't have to choose, do I choose this, do I leave this, do I choose this, do I leave this? No, it contains everything. A healing is included in there. That's why when Jesus died on the cross and when Jesus was whipped on the whipping pole, your health was delivered at that very same point. Right? So I'm here again to remind you, my sister, to remind you, my brother, that that burden of sickness that you are carrying, it's not meant for you. You might have a loved one who is carrying this burden of sickness. Right? Tell them that this is not meant for you. This is not meant for you. Let this, if this person is not born again, right? Minister to this person, your loved one who is not born again, and get them born again, and then after that tell them that now the burden that you are carrying of sickness is not meant for you, because Jesus came to take this burden away. Once you have become a child of God and you become sick, just know that that sickness is staying in your body illegally. So when you see sickness in your body as a child of God, it is like a thief. You see, when a thief comes, it is there, but it's not like it was sent, or it's not like it was sent by. It's not lawful for a thief to be found in a place and then we just, you know, leave it or leave the thief just like that. No, you are supposed to take action because it's there, doing whatever that it's doing illegally. So you take action and you chase it away. It is the same thing with sickness. Because that burden that you are carrying right now, it's not legally, it's not supposed to be there. So chase it away, just like you can chase away a thief. Tell that sickness that you need to go right now because I'm not supposed to be carrying this burden. The burden was carried by Jesus more than 2,000 years ago. Say it with conviction that Jesus healed all that were sick so that it can be fulfilled, that which was spoken by Isaiah, that he took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. So if he bore our sicknesses, why am I sick? Refuse then to be sick. Tell that sickness to come out of your body and cast it out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you do that, may God bless you. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.